B-Pod Studios.
Felger and Mass.
Little sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
So sporty. Sports and sports and sports. Sports in your face. Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Pelicans were also told today that Davis's list of teams that he's willing to sign an extension with if he's traded has extended beyond the Lakers and the Knicks, where it had been. Right now, the Milwaukee Bucks, Los Angeles Clippers are two of the teams on that list. But more importantly, the team that is not on that list, the Boston Celtics. And Anthony Davis and his agent, Rich Paul, have made it clear that he's not going to sign an extension with Boston if traded there. Now, wherever he goes, he plans to do his new deal when he opts out in the summer of 2020. He's eligible for an extension this summer. Now, that may not dissuade Boston from getting involved in this process after the regular season. They can't trade for him with Kyrie Irving on their roster. They've got to do it later in June, around July 1, and Boston is urging New Orleans to hold off. Don't do a deal with anybody. Wait for us to get involved in this.
Okay, which is all well and good. But what does the player want? And it's, as I've listened to the coverage of this story around town the last couple days, I'm telling you, man, the folks that cover the Celtics take the cheese easier than any group of reporters I've ever seen. Where I feel like when I listen to the coverage around here, the narrative is basically the Celtics are still in the prime position. They're still in the catbird seat for Anthony Davis. That the Pelicans don't want to do a deal with the Lakers. The Lakers can't match the Celtics' offer, and the Celtics are going to have by far the best offer when it comes to it in the offseason, and they are in the driver's spot for Anthony Davis. Totally ignoring the fact that Anthony Davis does not want to be here. And totally ignoring the fact that Kyrie Irving might not want to be here. It's like a lot of these guys, and I'll play you some examples, have just totally discounted how both Davis and Irving feel. It looks to me from this seat that neither of them want to be here. For crying out loud, Anthony Davis has just about gone on top of the tallest building in town and screamed it in your face. His dad comes out and says, and I think it's complete nonsense. Like, it's insane that his dad feels this way. But his dad went on record and said, I don't want my son playing there because of what you guys did to IT, which again is just dumb. But if he feels that way, he feels that way. He doesn't want to be here. Then he gives a list of teams that he'd extend with, and he includes the effing Bucks.
And the Clippers?
Like, again, I know the Bucks are in a good spot now, but that city? He wants to move to Milwaukee over you? And again, I know it's the agent sort of throwing smoke out there, but if he wanted to be here, if Anthony Davis wanted to be here, he'd go through none of this. He would just wait patiently for the offseason and then take the trade to Boston. Instead, he's doing everything he can and allowing his agent and the people around him to do everything they can to get him to the Lakers. What? It's like, do you guys not get it? He doesn't want to be here. He wants to be a Laker. God, yes, you can beat the Pelicans' offer. Yes, I think the Pelicans do not want to deal with the Lakers. Yes, I agree that the league and the owners don't want the Pelicans to ship them to Los Angeles because that just, they don't like the optics of this whole thing with LeBron tampering and the agent tampering and all of that. So I think there's a lot of forces working against Davis going to the Lakers, except the player wants to be there and he doesn't want to be here. I don't get how this is not registering with people.
No, it should be, again, because that should be the biggest thing that worries the Celtics, is that the guy has a choice here on some level, or he's going to have a choice somewhere along the line. And by all accounts, he wants to get a deal done now, which means what? See, the whole point for pushing for a deal now is that the Celtics can't compete, right? That's the whole idea.
He so badly doesn't want the Celtics to come in and beat the Lakers' offer. He took a $50,000 fine by intentionally requesting his trade thing be made public, okay? That's an automatic $50,000 fine. I know that's pocket lint to a lot of these guys, but he so badly wants to go to L.A. and not here that he was willing to reach into his pocket for $50,000 just to try and get the Lakers a head start. His daddy, on record, quote unquote, I wouldn't want my son playing there. And now, and then everything that's happening here, all these smoke screens, Milwaukee, the Clippers, that's all to get him to the Lakers, not here. What aren't you getting? God. Like, am I crazy on this?
No, it's terrifying if you're the Celtics, really.
Yeah, but a lot of it probably is, just get him here and we'll figure it out later because he's not a free agent until 2020. And once he gets here, that'll make Kyrie happy. So it'll all work itself out.
You know, and it's like just this whistling past the graveyard. Kevin Mannix, so I'll just give an example. Kevin Mannix, who I love.
Chris Mannix, you mean?
Chris Mannix. Kevin, his uncle. Yes, the professor. No, Chris Mannix. How many times I've done that? Oh, my God. If I could give Chris a dollar every time I did that, he'd be a millionaire. Chris Mannix on this one on TNR, who again I love. I don't mean to rip him, but I think he's sort of falling into the same trap. You have Mannix number one this morning. He was on Toucher and Rich this morning. Okay, so Davis does all of this to get to the Lakers and not you. Goes through all of this. And still you think, well, here's what Mannix said.
I really wouldn't overreact too much to everything you've seen over the last week. You know, the Celtics aren't going into this situation blind. I mean, they have spent the better part of the last 18 months doing pretty extensive research, digging into Anthony Davis, because they knew that this moment was coming. And, you know, certainly it hasn't been the most ideal circumstances, but sometimes you have to separate what the agent wants and what other people want from what the player wants. And I can tell you, the Celtics do believe, and, you know, I don't know how much conviction they have, you know, behind it, but they do believe that if they acquire Anthony Davis, he's going to want to stay. And I don't think that's just guesswork on their part.
Okay, you have to separate what the player wants from what the people around him want and what his agent wants. The agent's doing what the player wants him to do. Otherwise, he wouldn't be his agent. What? Chris, if Anthony Davis wanted to come here, he wouldn't have hired this Paul guy who's LeBron's guy who's going to get him to the Lakers. If Davis wanted to come here, he would have hired an agent that would have just stood pat, done nothing, and waited for the offseason. The whole reason he has that agent is because he wants to go to the Lakers. Wait, am I nuts on this?
No. I mean, I think, again, the only thing...
Is the oldest trick in the book. When there's a team... God, I mention this all the time. When a team's whispering in your... Well, the agent doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, the agent's some sort of clown. Ah, the agent's doing his player... No, the player would sign, but it's the agent. Oh, God, how many times do I hear that? Now we're agent blaming, which is nonsense. The agent is at the player's behest. And how about his father? So... Now he's hired an agent that's going to get him to the Lakers, and his father says, I'd never let him play in Boston, but the Celtics are confident that he wants to come to Boston. Where does that come from?
Well, but even then, like, I look at it and say the Celtics believe that if he ends up here, that they can keep him here. Like, that, even they seem to acknowledge he doesn't want to come here right now.
Okay, fine.
Right? So, no. And I'm just saying that it's a gamble on their part. Like, it's impossible for anyone to tell me that they think that this is number one on his list, because it's not. It's not.
And this isn't Garnett, okay? This is a player that still has to make his bones as a... I mean, he's already considered one of the best. I mean, I get that, but he still has to accomplish all he has to accomplish. He hasn't won his MVP. He hasn't, has he even won a playoff series, for crying out loud?
One.
I mean, Kevin Garnett came to you as an MVP at the tail end of his career, and so you were able to do that. This is a totally different thing. The player doesn't want to be here. The player doesn't want to be here. But yet we're going to keep carrying on like, well, the Lakers can't get him because they don't have enough. Well, you're right. They don't have enough, but he wants to go there. So all he has to do is wait. At the worst, he's going to be a Laker in 2020. So can you beat the offer? Yeah, if you put in Tatum. If you put in Tatum, you can beat the offer. If you don't put in Tatum, can you beat the offer? And so you want to put in Tatum for a guy that doesn't want to be here and his dad doesn't want him here and his agent was hired to get him somewhere else? Boy, that's sort of threading the needle.
Well, you better be sure you're going to keep him.
Oh, my God. And then the commentary, like, and, you know, Kyrie didn't mean it on Friday either. Again, I don't mean to keep picking on Chris, but here's Chris Mannix. Because I've heard a lot say he's not the only one. I just watch Forsberg on NBC Sports Boston. I feel like B-Rob sort of does the same stuff on Boston Sports Journal. It's like, God, I don't know. I feel like they're just taking the cheese on this stuff. Here's Mannix on Kyrie Irving, who basically told Boston to go F itself last Friday. I mean, that's how I read it. I'll do whatever the hell I want. You can't tell me to do crap. I'm going to do what's best for me. And it's like, nah, he didn't really mean it. Here's Chris on that.
Yeah, he could have handled things a lot differently in that pregame stuff in New York. But I got to tell you, the Celtics are, the people I talk to, are surprisingly unconcerned. I mean, unconcerned is too strong, but they're, put it this way, they're more worried about what Dell Demps does than losing Kyrie Irving. I had a former teammate of Kyrie text me after all that went down, and the one thing the former teammate said to me was, you know, the Kyrie's blow-up, to him it had less to do with the Celtics and more to do with the circumstances that were going on. Kyrie just hates when somebody else's decision is projected to affect his. In other words, he can't stand the narrative that Kevin Durant is going to New York, so Kyrie Irving would go to New York. Okay. Anthony Davis is going to Boston, so Kyrie Irving is going to stay in Boston. So this is all about Kyrie wanting everybody to know that he's his own man, and he's going to make his own decision. Look, this is the guy that left LeBron James. So he's going to do what he's going to do, and he hates the idea that somebody else could have any real influence over him.
Nothing to do with what's going on with Boston? Nothing to do with that. When did he call to reach out to Bron, his daddy? When he couldn't get the last shot in Orlando and they lost another game. Nothing to go with. It's all about him. He didn't want people telling him what to do. I mean, how can we not? Why would we not portray this as just the fact that he totally changed his tune? He stands up in front of the season ticket holders and says, I want to be here. And then last Friday, Jimmy, last Friday, am I nuts? Did I hear these properly? Like, for example, just give me one.
Ask me July 1st.
Ask me July 1st. Last July 1st, he was happy to say, no, I'm signing, I'm here. Or whatever date that was, October, whatever. But now, ask me July 1st. What else?
Hey, well, at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I feel is best for my career.
Boy, it doesn't exactly sound like he's putting the green first there, does he? At the end of the day, I'm going to do what's best for my career.
How can you ignore any of that?
What
you
else?
You can't.
Hey, did something happen? Did something change? No, I mean, I'm going to just do what's best for me.
I'm going to do what's best for me. The guy totally changed his tune. Totally changed his tune. And turned on you. And it's like, yeah, the Celtics aren't that concerned. Well, maybe unconcerned's not the right word. They're more concerned about what Demps is going to do than what Kyrie. But like, what? Am I in some sort of parallel universe?
No. Listen, the Celtics should be worried over this whole thing. They should be. Because the year hasn't gone the way they wanted it to. Gordon Hayward's not the player they thought they were getting. Anthony Davis wants to go to L.A. first. And they think that they can keep him, that they can keep him here if they can get him, assuming that that's what Kyrie wants.
I mean,
how would you like to be Danny Ainge right now?
I don't mean to pick on Mannix, because he's not the only one that's doing it. There's a lot of guys. I just heard it this morning on TNR. It was a good spot. And so I just think he represents some of the coverage. But it's like, what? Kyrie basically told you to go shove it last Friday.
And I don't owe anybody, so.
He doesn't owe anybody bleep, man. I mean, and you're saying they're really not that. Wow, what? And Davis's dad comes out and says, nope, not Boston. And his agent is hired specifically to get him to the Lakers. And he paid $50,000 knowingly. Just to try a little PR ploy to get him to the Lakers. So he couldn't get to the end of the year and the Celtics now get involved. Specifically, that's why he did that. He doesn't want to be here. And that doesn't make you bad people or a bad team. He should want to be here. I think it sucks that he doesn't want to be here. I'm just telling you, like, do we need to get over the head, be hit over the head with that? So that's just sort of my Celtics rant on that. If you want to weigh in, please, by all means, join us right after this.
Hugger Nass, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kyrie, how important is it to see number 11 up there one day?
It's quite important, and shared it with some of my teammates, as well as the organization and everyone else in Boston. You guys will have me back. I plan on re-signing here next year.
Boom!
Has your mind shifted, though, in regards to re-signing with Boston, like the announcement?
Ask me July 1st.
Did something happen? Did something change?
No, I mean, I'm going to just do what's best for me. That's where it really comes down to. I'm just trying to be a human being, trying to make the best decision for me and my family. So, but at the end of the day, like I said, I spent the last 8 years trying to do what everybody else wanted me to do in terms of making my decisions and trying to validate through the media, through other personnel, managers, anybody in this business, and I don't owe anybody. So.
No, nothing to see here. That's just LeBron. It's just LeBron floating a bunch of stuff in the media. Good Lord. I can't even really just brush that off.
I mean, what a poop show that league is when it comes to this time of year, right? And I'd say it's wildly entertaining. Don't get me wrong. But, like, you got guys all over the place angling to go to different places.
And, I mean, and just the timing of the Kyrie thing. So, it all happened. You correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy. I mean, it was last week when Atlanta, but the Knicks trade Porzingis, clear out all that cap space, and then within 48 hours, the Celtics are in New York, and Kyrie Irving is telling the Celtics, I'm going to do what's best for me, man.
There was a lot of buzz Thursday night about him possibly being dealt that night.
And it's like, nah, the Celtics aren't really concerned. What am I missing? If you want to tell me that LeBron and his agent are floating a bunch of stuff in the media, sure, fine. How do I account for Kyrie's comments himself and the timing thereof as it relates to...
Ask me July 1st.
The Knicks... He says back in October, I told my teammates, I told the team, you know, I plan on being here. Then the Knicks clear out all that cap space, and all of a sudden it's... Yeah.
Ask me July 1st.
Yeah, ask me July 1. I don't know anyone crap. Wow.
I mean, it is. It's unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, like, I must have missed this over the holidays. Murray, forgive me if this came up while you were here and, you know, we were during our long sabbatical. How about this comment? Talking about Davis in L.A.? If he goes to L.A., he can have a 6 or 7 year run that would be amazing. This is his time. It has to happen. You know who said that?
His dad?
Kevin Garnett.
Oh, jeez.
Kevin Garnett said that. L.A., it has to happen. Like, I just saw this now because I remember a couple of years ago, Garnett was sort of advising Davis.
Yeah.
And the whole angle on Garnett was...
Get out now while you can.
Yeah, I waited too long. You know, I waited too long, so my window ended up being really short. I only won one championship. Do it while you're young. You do it while you're young. Take advantage of it.
And Garnett was recommending the Lakers.
Garnett's pumping the Lakers? If I'm the Celtics, I'm pissed at that.
Oh, but even... It's just... You know, this doesn't take much sleuthing. He's saying it himself. You're blaming the agent? You got to separate what the player wants from what the agent wants. He hired the agent to get him to L.A. Do I have that wrong? If he wanted to stay in New Orleans or come to Boston, he'd have a different guy. He wouldn't have hired LeBron's guy. He hired LeBron's guy, not the other way around. This is not indentured servitude. He wasn't forced to go with Clutch Sports. That's where he and his parents or his father or whatever chose.
You don't pay these guys 6 or 7%, sometimes 10% to go out there and say whatever the hell they want. They're doing your bidding.
So look.
LeBron runs that league. So he does. He runs the league.
Apparently the Lakers pulled out today. So I'm not sitting here telling you that.
That's a lie.
So you don't even believe that, Jim?
No, I don't believe that at all.
Me neither.
I mean, there's a day and a half to go until the trade deadline, so there's brinksmanship. Well, we're out. You know, we're walking away. Which happens, and then they'll revisit it before the deadline. But I think it's entirely possible he doesn't. I've come off this a little bit. That he'll get traded by Thursday because the league doesn't want it. The Pelicans don't just want to hand the Lakers a player. Like, I think there's an anti-Laker thing there with those Western Conference teams. We saw it with San Antonio to their detriment. And now we're seeing it with New Orleans. Like, they don't want, you know, we're not going to set you up for the next great Laker run. You know, that'll be somebody else. It won't be us. So I think a lot of that works against it happening now, which is okay, fine. He may not go to the Lakers. But what makes you think you're now in the power position? You can force him here for a year. But let me tell you something. To get him here, even for the year, bye-bye to Tatum. Bye-bye. You're not beating the Lakers' offer without Tatum.
I mean, that's really the one trump card the Celtics have is Tatum. Because I think he's got more value than anything the Lakers have.
Oh, totally
so you can talk all you want about, I'm sorry, Murray, about the first-round picks, the second-round picks, the Lakers want a collection of picks, blah, 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 blah. The bottom line, it's all about high-end talent in that league. It always has been. So Tatum is better than anything the Lakers have. He projects to be the best player of any young player really in the league, save for maybe Doncic. I mean, Tatum's going to have to go. I've come around
okay,
on that.
Okay, but just look at it. Anthony Davis is doing everything in his power right now to get traded now so he doesn't get traded here next year. That's what he's doing. He's trying to avoid the trade here. Accept that. And then, you know, adjust accordingly and plan accordingly. Your thoughts on all this. Dominic and Malden. Go ahead, Dominic.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Dominic. What do you got?
So with Anthony Davis, I think this list that he has of four teams is just so he gets dealt before the deadline right now. And I don't think it's to avoid Boston. I just think he wants to get out of New Orleans like as soon as humanly.
Wrong.
No, it's to avoid Boston.
He's going
to
be out of New Orleans in 6 months. Not even. 4 months. He's out of there. It's over in New Orleans. He's out. That's got nothing to do with the show. So he has to play there for another couple of months. So what? No big deal. It's over. You know, it's about keeping the Celtics out of it. Because everybody knows that the Celtics can't do anything until the summer. So none of the other teams want to wait, and Davis doesn't want to wait. Because he doesn't want to end up in Boston for a year. He'd rather be somewhere to start soon.
And it sucks. It sucks that his dad cares that you dealt Isaiah Thomas. Like, that's dumb. But he feels that way. Anthony Davis feels that way. Jimmy Stewart read me a quote from Anthony Davis himself last year. So his father was just echoing comments that Anthony Davis said himself last year. Do you have it, Jimmy, quickly?
Yeah, to ESPN last year. He told me the Boston was calling, but nothing was going to happen.
Okay,
Davis
said
Pelicans GM Dell Demps. At the same time, though, you see how organizations treat players. Isaiah Thomas took his team to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they traded him. It makes you wonder, does this organization really have my back?
Okay, so I think this is dumb.
That's Anthony Davis himself a year ago.
It's dumb for them to feel this way because that was the right trade for the Celtics at the time.
And that's professional sports.
Okay, so look, I'm telling you, he's wrong to feel that way.
Yeah.
He feels that way. That's what we're dealing with here. Okay, so whether it's irrational or he should feel that way, he feels that way. And he still does because his father came out just a couple days ago and said roughly the same stuff.
Oh, the irony if it's Isaiah Thomas is the one that ends up blowing this whole thing.
I mean, I think it's bullcrap.
Yeah, so
frankly,
do I.
I mean, maybe they don't like Boston for the old reasons, you know, that I hope is not on the table here. Not a great place for African-American. I mean, I hope it's not that thing because I don't think it should be that thing. Not even close to that thing. Maybe he just wants to live in L.A. where he can make movies with Braun. Like, that's probably it. So, you know, what's our excuse for not wanting to go to Boston? Oh, well, they treated Isaiah wrong. Let's just come up with that versus something else that makes us look bad.
Maybe he just wants to be the number two to LeBron James or the number two to another player. Maybe he's the Pierce as opposed to the Garnett or the Antoine Walker.
The point is you got to force him here. And to do it, you have to pay through the nostrils with your best young player. That's the story.
Okay, but again, if he were going to stay here, would you have any reservation about giving a title?
No, I wouldn't.
So it's all about whether or not he wants to be here.
It really does look like he wants to be here.
No. Listen,
I mean, he hasn't done one thing that would indicate to me that he wants to be here.
I mean, no matter how many times, like, you know, people analyze this, the one thing I cannot get past is that they're trying to push to get out of New Orleans. And the only explanation is that he doesn't want to be traded here in the summer.
Because if you get to the offseason, the Celtics do have the most to offer, of course. And the Celtics can beat any offer. They can. And he knows it. He knows if it gets to July and the Pelicans just take the highest offer, he's going to Boston. So he is trying his ass off to get out of there in the next day and a half.
Do you think there's any chance that if he does get traded here over the summer that he changes his mind and resign here?
Of course, but I'd put it at a small
chance. No, I'm just asking.
Of course there's a chance, but I wouldn't give up Tatum to find out.
The Celtics have to know the answer to that before they give up Tatum.
If I'm going to risk, you know, this Hail Mary pass that we change his mind and his father's mind and his agent's mind and just change this whole momentum, that's a high-risk play. I ain't giving Tatum to find out. That's giving away too much.
I think it's a package deal, man. At the end of the day, it's either Kyrie and Davis both or neither one.
Back to your thoughts. There was breaking news on Davis. The Lakers are apparently out. Here are the details. We're back with more.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
B-O-B. Boob.
Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They're obsessed with this guy, and they have been for a while. I mean, this guy is the reason that they didn't go in on Jimmy Butler, that they didn't go too deep in on Kawhi Leonard. This is what they've been waiting for, and this is the guy that they have been, you know, stockpiling these assets to go out there and get. And, you know, I don't think they want to give up Jason Tatum, and now I'm just sort of speculating here, but I don't think they want to give up Jason Tatum, but I think they would if that's what it comes down to get Anthony Davis.
Again, Chris Mannix on with TNR, and again, I don't mean to be ripping on Chris. He's a tremendous reporter. I just think he and a lot of guys are taking what's been put in front of our face too lightly. The thing he just said about the Celtics won't be outbid on Davis and are obsessed with Davis is 100% true. You know who knows that? Davis. Why do you think he's trying so hard to get traded before Thursday so he doesn't get traded here? He knows the Celtics won't be outbid. He knows the Celtics have the most to give in a trade package. He knows the Celtics are obsessed. And if he was okay with being here, he never would have hired Clutch Sports. He never would have publicly demanded a trade, which cost him $50,000 right off the top. He never would have had his dad come out and say, I'm not going to Boston. He wouldn't be floating all these false rumors about the Bucks and the Clippers. He'd just sit there and wait for the trade to Boston. He wants to be in Los Angeles. So, yes, can the Celtics still go ahead and do it? Of course they can go ahead and do it. Are you going to give up Jason Tatum for a one-year rental just on the hope that he changes his mind?
Okay, but no, do you think that they would do that? Don't you think that they would, if they're going to make that move with Tatum, that they would know that they could sign him?
I would like to think so, for sure.
I mean, to me, that's, you know, and again,
I don't know, though, so because Danny Ainge has been so obsessed with Anthony Davis for so long that I feel like he'd probably convince himself, nope, we'll do it and I'll figure it out later.
Yeah, to me, it's all about, you know, it's all about working the back channels and breaking the rules. And I'm sorry, we all know it happens. So you talk to somebody who knows someone who knows Davis, blah, blah, blah.
Not just that,
you got to have it in your pocket.
Maz, we've just learned with Kyrie that these guys can change their mind on a dime. So he can give you every assurance in the world.
Ask me July 1st.
And then when it comes to nut cutting time, he says, nah, you know what? I don't know anybody anything. So, like, you can't even do that. That's risky.
Well, so, yeah, you're right. I mean, Kyrie was 2 years, right? It wasn't one.
Yes, so, yes, exactly.
And you know, Paul George did re-sign with Oklahoma City, so it happens. But Tatum's a different kind of, that's a different kind of chip. I mean, you know, he's a top three player on a roster. That kid's unique. So I don't think you give him up unless you know you're getting Davis for more than a year.
But the Celtics fans that are so convinced, like, listen to Wallach's question here to Chris Mannix. Go ahead.
Chris, if you look at the four teams on the list, though, they can't deal anything even remotely close to what the Celtics can offer. I mean, the Lakers have done their best to slow play it, and it looks like the Pelicans have laughed at them over the last 48 hours. But Milwaukee, short of trading Giannis Antetokounmpo, can't match what the Celtics have. Neither can the Clippers, and neither can the Lakers. I don't see any way that Dell Demps can look at this and compare and say, well, why don't I wait until the summer?
Yeah, I mean, look, I agree with you. And, you know, when I have this conversation with other GMs and executives from other teams, I have yet to hear not one say that it made sense to do a Davis deal before the deadline.
Okay. You're just leaving out what the player wants. There's just, yes, the Celtics can beat these offers if they include Tatum. If they don't include Tatum, I don't know. I don't know. What is Jaylen Brown worth? What are all your draft picks worth? They're mid-first-round picks. Sacramento turned out to be good this year. All those Memphis picks are protected, right? Aren't those Memphis picks protected, Jimmy?
Memphis this year is top eight, and then it's unprotected going forward.
So in 2 years, it's an unprotected Memphis pick. I mean, those are better picks than the Lakers, for sure. But without Tatum, I don't know how much better the offer is.
Okay, but just you know, as I think out loud, why is Davis so afraid to come in here for a year?
I don't know. I mean, I wish he wasn't.
I mean, again, even if it's only, let's just say it's a year. What's he afraid of?
I don't know.
Well,
what's he worried? Is he worried that LeBron's going to be too old by the time he gets to L.A.? In which case, what are you going there for in the first place?
He's worried that Durant and Kyrie Irving are going to the Knicks and his road to the Final Four of the East just got tougher.
Yeah, he knows deep down Kyrie's not going to stay. And the only reason he would want to come here is if Kyrie Irving is going to stay. But they've probably had conversations back and forth, because I think it was a column from Jackie McMullen about a week ago on ESPN saying they talk all the time. So if he's so adamant against it, what's he really know? Kyrie's not going to stay.
Fair point.
That's probably it.
It's a fair point. Just everything he's done, from who he's hired and how he's carried it and what they've leaked, is they are dying to get to L.A. or somewhere else by this deadline, because they know if it gets to July, the Celtics win. And they don't want the Celtics to win. What are we not seeing in that?
Boy, the leverage plays in that league.
And by the way, if Kyrie leaves, do you really want to trade Tatum, Brown, whatever, for Anthony Davis for 1 year?
No.
Tim and Attleboro, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? You know, the father, I mean, Isaiah Thomas, who would take him as a max player compared to Kyrie Irving, okay? Isaiah Thomas went where? He went to play with LeBron. That lasted like about 2 to 3 weeks till LeBron was sick of him, okay? Then Isaiah went to L.A.
Hey, so, Tim.
Yeah.
No one's saying Davis is right or his dad is right to feel that way. Do you understand they feel that way? Or they're using it as some sort of excuse. Like they have another reason, but maybe that reason they think that'll reflect poorly on them. So they came up with this cockamamie thing that we do because of IT, which is so nonsensical. But so whether they're right or wrong or it's bullcrap or not, don't you understand? If they wanted to come to Boston, they wouldn't be throwing the IT thing out there. They're throwing the IT thing out here because they don't want to come here. And it sucks. But that's where it's at. Pete in Delaware, yes.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, Danny Ainge here has to take a hit because, you know, Woj, who we all believe in, reported that Ainge would pursue Davis even if Kyrie left. Well, Kyrie has to be the priority, and throwing that stuff out there is not going to help you get Kyrie back. And one last thing, guys, has Brad Stevens given you any indication that he can coach superstars if we have a one-year window? Because right now it's not looking good.
Okay, well, that's a whole other story. That's a whole nother story. I actually think, if you know why I asked about the team this year, I think they're kind of coming together a little bit. Like, they've started to climb in the standings. They should be no worse than the 3 seed. If you can catch either Toronto or Milwaukee, it's going to be harder. But if you can catch Toronto and only have to play one road series and it's the Bucks, I think you can still go to the finals. Like, I think they're actually, the thing on the floor is actually looking as good as it's looked all year.
Yeah, I think there's a reason for that. And because honestly, I think Kyrie has taken over. I think ever since that game in Orlando, he got pissed off, and all of a sudden it was. And now, what are you seeing too? He's starting to distribute the ball. He's getting people involved. It feels to me like, even since this Davis thing flared up, that now all of a sudden it's, oh, all right, fine. So I got to put these guys, like, he's playing mad. He's playing angry. And I would say it's about effing time.
Okay, but so anyway, the thing
that he's leading now is what he's doing.
That second piece about can Stevens handle super, like, let's figure out the roster first, and then we'll get to that other thing. I mean, that's still fair. I mean, that's still on the board. But how do you navigate this whole business here? And if Kyrie's gone, Jimmy, you think he's gone. You felt he was gone the entire time.
Ainge is in a brutal spot.
What do you do with Kyrie? Do you get out? Do you get something in return? You got a day and a half to do it before losing him for nothing in the offseason?
I've detected a tone in Jimmy's voice all day. It feels like he thinks it's over.
Jimmy?
You can't do anything with Kyrie. He's got you held hostage. You have to wait it out until July 1st. You have to. Because if you put Kyrie on the market and he...
Oop, phone's ringing.
If you put Kyrie Irving... sorry about that.
Yeah, good.
If you put Kyrie Irving on the market right now, you're going to get some crap bag package from the Denver Nuggets.
No. Can I give you Brogdon and Thon Maker?
That's too much. Milwaukee's not going to offer you that.
You can take Thon Maker and shove him.
Brogdon's good.
I'm okay with Brogdon, but you're going to give me like Middleton on a contract and something else.
Anyway, keep going.
But Thon Maker.
I like Thon Maker.
Thon Maker sucks.
Keep going.
So do you. You have to keep Kyrie Irving here until July 1st.
So look, if the only chance you have is that it all comes together this year, you go to the finals, you contend, and that allows Kyrie to say, maybe I don't want to start over with the Knicks and Durant. Maybe this is the place, and that maybe does open Davis's eyes. Like, okay. But
if you get bounced early in the playoffs, all bets are off.
So I'll tell you, and I said this to you last week.
And the Knicks, by the way, they must have an indication to know that Durant and somebody is coming. And if it's Kyrie, then Why would the Knicks offer you anything for Kyrie Irving? Because they know they're getting him July 1st.
Okay, I don't want anything the Knicks have anymore. If it wasn't Porzingis, forget it.
Well, they have the first pick in the draft right now.
Well, but you don't know that for sure yet.
No, you don't. And also, they don't want Kyrie because they don't want to have anything other than the first pick and the most ping pong balls.
Let me just say this, guy. I touched on this last week. Okay, if Kyrie goes to the Knicks with Durant, oh, you wuss bag. You total wuss bag. What happened to the whole, I want to have my own team, I don't want to be under LeBron's wing? What happened to that whole thing? Then you come to Boston and get your team, but you're not enough of a leader to handle it, so you put your tail between your legs and go to New York and play for Durant and have him win you a championship? You wuss. You big wuss bag. If he picks that, he's a total fraud phony. Total fraud.
Okay, let's not get someone in trouble for something they haven't done.
I'm just putting it on the record.
Let's just go with what we know.
I want to get him in trouble for everything. It's like he's ruining the Celtics.
So let's just, he's ruining the Celtics, but this play with Kyrie and Davis, and I mentioned this last week at the Super Bowl. Are you better off dealing Kyrie for the best package you can and sort of reinvesting in the kids coming up? Because Tatum, you think, is going to be a star. Look,
If it's a real package, sure.
Paul George took 2 years to come back to be the guy that he was, but he came back to be the guy that he was, and maybe Gordon Hayward can be the same thing. And now you've got two of the three. And
now you're the Pacers neat.
You're
the Nuggets neat.
What if you get something good for Kyrie? I mean, I don't know. I just think, I don't know why so many people are just ignoring what Kyrie said, quote unquote, on the record last week. And what,
ask me July 1st.
What Anthony Davis has done and said, and his people have done and said on the record, and like ignored it. Like, I feel like people are ignoring this.
And I don't know anybody.
You don't know anybody anything. A little bit different than what happened in October, don't you think? Just a little. Back with more in our long commercial free segment next.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I really wouldn't overreact too much to everything you've seen over the last week. You know, the Celtics aren't going into this situation blind. Spent the better part of the last 18 months doing pretty extensive research, digging into Anthony Davis, because they knew that this moment was coming. And, you know, certainly it hasn't been the most ideal circumstances, but sometimes you have to separate what the agent wants and what other people want from what the player wants. And I can tell you, the Celtics do believe, and, you know, I don't know how much conviction they have, you know, behind it, but they do believe that if they acquire Anthony Davis, he's going to want to stay. And I don't think that's just guesswork on their part.
All right. Again, Chris Mannix this morning on with TNR. Celtics believe he wants to be here. He's done everything in his power to get traded somewhere else before the offseason, where you will have the best offer. And if you insist on doing it, you will trade for him. He's done. Why do you think there's such a push to get it done now? So you're not the leader in the clubhouse in the offseason. But yet they're confident he wants to be here or will stay here. Like, wow, the green team delusion. It permeates.
Okay, but don't you think some of what he said is true? Like, don't you think they have been sort of pounded at this for 18 months?
Yeah, but when did he hire this Clutch Sports dude?
Just during the offseason.
Okay, so
things have changed.
Doesn't that signal a change of some kind?
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, it's what it is. The day it happened, it was scary. You know, that LeBron basically has his own agency. His agent's his best friend, who's now recruiting other people. Like, the whole thing is, it's scary as all hell. And LeBron runs that league. So if you're the Celtics, you should be absolutely pooping in your shorts right now.
We continue with your thoughts. Andrew in Fairhaven. What do you got, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller.
Pleasure, Andrew. What do you got?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but, Mike, I believe with everything I agree with everything you're saying right now. Anthony Davis is not coming here. To say that he wants to go to the Clippers is like the NFL equivalent of him saying that he wants to go to the Cleveland Browns. Kyrie, he's so unloyal, and he's just LeBron's little puppet, and he's not staying either. So Kyrie's not staying, and Anthony Davis is not coming. Thanks, guys.
That's doomsday. And look, I'm not telling you Anthony Davis is not coming. The Celtics might he might survive on New Orleans through Thursday.
Right, for a year, Anthony Davis may not have a choice.
It might get to July 1, and the Celtics may say, here's Tatum, here's Brown, here's, you know, three first-round picks, and you'll win the Derby. That's possible. I'm telling you, he doesn't want to be here. This is my whole point. He does not want to be here. So you're making that trade against his will and bringing her against his will and now banking everything that you just gave up that he'll re-sign. Boy, that's...
And you're going to get max effort if he doesn't want to be here, too?
Big risk. Yeah, I've been hearing that if he doesn't get traded by Thursday, he's going to shut down for the rest of the year. He's just going to sit out the whole rest of the year.
Well, I mean, that's sort of a different scenario with New Orleans than it would be, you know, not playing here.
I think so,
I mean, people said the same thing about Kawhi Leonard, and he's having an MVP-caliber season, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't worry about that part of it because he'll play. I think he'll play. But, you know, if you're not going to keep him, what's the point? I mean, you're going to have one championship, and that's if you can even win it. Okay, you're going to do that 1 year? Like, what happened to this whole sustainability thing? The whole idea of building it the way they built it was to do something sustainable, to trade for younger superstars or cultivate your own. To do it for 1 year makes no sense. None.
And just the timing of it all. The timing of it all. The Knicks clear that space. All of a sudden, it's reported that Kyrie wants to go play with LeBron. Instead of coming out and shooting any of that down, LeBron says, basically, I don't owe anybody anything. Ask me July 1. I'm going to do what's best for me.
And I don't owe anybody. So.
Totally changing what he said to begin the year.
And well, at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I feel is best for my career.
Anthony Davis, and now this is, I mixed up the timeline a little bit, but even before that, Anthony Davis goes on record with a public trade demand, which is an automatic $50,000 fine in the NBA. He pays $50,000 just for the PR of it to help get him out of New Orleans. His dad, on the record, quote unquote, says, I don't want him playing in Boston. Just all this adds up, and we're still like, Celtics are in good shape. Don't believe any of this. Wow.
I mean, the Isaiah Thomas thing, what a crock that is.
It's got to be a crock, doesn't it?
Look at what they did to Isaiah Thomas. Who the hell's Isaiah Thomas?
Look at what they did to that poor Avery Bradley.
Is he lamenting what they did to Jay Crowder, too?
Exactly. It's got to be nonsense. But don't you understand? That doesn't help your case. They so don't want to be here, they have to come up with some sort of cockamamie excuse like that to hide a real reason or to just give some sort of reason to it that they'd rather just go to L.A.? So what's wrong with Boston? It's a great young team, great organization, great situation. Like, there's no reason why you wouldn't want to be there. I mean, that looks bad that they don't want to be here. So they come up with something. So all of it. We'll continue with your thoughts on all that. We'll reset some of our Patriot thoughts as well. We're not doing any parade talk, as I said. And go get on Snapchat with your other kids, and you can all chat about it online.
Instagram.
Because, I'm sorry, this parade thing is now fallen out of our demo. And when I say out of our demo, I don't mean like the baseball demo, like they're putting their teeth in at 2:30 when they call us. I'm talking about these parades are now for kids, teenagers, who want to go find Bud Light on the street and shotgun beer. That's what this thing has become. So you want to go do that? Go sit at the kids' table. This thing. My 14-year-old said, can
parades.
I go to the... My 14-year-old said, can I go to the parade today and skip school? Like, no.
Just a young girl trying to make a memory.
I drove her to school myself to make sure of it. Hell no.
Of course,
skipping school.
Fun. You go learn.
For this. What? No. Exactly. The parades.
Yeah, so what? So the Belichick can shoot a snot rocket at you?
Yeah, go do this on your own time. We're slinging crap like usual. We'll reset some of our Patriot stuff right after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5
The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.